The other thing that I was really impressed with, I think it's the word, was the interview you did with Classic Rock.
Oh, the expose about...
Yeah. And you've read some of the stuff I've put on Facebook and stuff about some of my troubles.
Yes.
And you said, oh, that was just beautiful what you wrote. I'm thinking, well, it just came out.
It was good that you did.
And I, what was said in that came as such a surprise, a shock. No, not a shock horror, like a tabloid thing.
Yeah.
Did you feel that was a really brave thing to do? Or did you just do it and that's how it came out?
It's a... I guess mostly nowadays I'm trying to be as open and honest about anything that somebody asks me about.
Yeah.
For example, he asked some very pointed questions about, you know, my experiences with, you know, very challenging times, addiction and depression and turning away from music. And so I just kind of lay it out on the line. I don't have really any reason to hide that stuff.
No.
I think with these tragedies that we've just experienced with Chester Bennington, Chris Cornell, I didn't know them at all, really. I met Chris a couple times, but I would imagine that people that are going through that kind of stuff, not only through, you know, psychology and drugs to help them get through these days, but it's also communication. And that's why I admired your courage when you wrote stuff that you were going through. I admire anybody that goes online and kind of lays it out on the line, says they're having a difficult time. Because it is social media, right?
Yeah.
It's about society and about being social. Once you share that stuff, that's the first step.
It is.
You know, if you can let that out there and let it, you know, let it be public knowledge and people come back to you. And I bet you got an outpouring of love for it.
I did, And I suppose you have had it as well. Yeah. You get the odd troll.
Yeah, of course.
I have.
That's important. You know, I think that's important for, once you do that, you're allowing other people to go, oh, I can do that too.
Yeah.
And you're being a great, you know, divining rod for other people to be able to have the courage to do the same thing.
I've been called many things, a divining rod. not a good one.
But there, I would imagine the trolls, the people that are talking crap, are a minority. Small minority.
Oh, yeah. And I think from what I picked up with your interview, I think that was the same. There was a lot of people going, I didn't know that.
Mm.
There were bits that you kind of went, yeah, I kind of knew bits of it. Because, you know, if you like a band, and you're obsessive like I am, you kind of find these things out. But there was so much truth in it. And you think, I was impressed. It was one of those, it's not a story to be impressed by. I know that one, that wasn't the thing. But it was the feelings that you were putting across and things like that. And that's I'm glad you did it. Even now, there's a lot with mine, and I'm sure with yours as well, that's in here, in your head, and that's where it needs to stay.
Yeah, there's definitely stuff like that where I save that for the music.
Yeah.
You know, some of those ghosts are really helpful in writing. and when you expose them, they kind of disappear. So I definitely hold on to some of that stuff. I talk about that, of course, with my relationship at home.
Yeah.
And I will with my son someday.
Yeah.
You know. There's definitely, you know, the demons that we carry around with this. There's, if they're controlling your life and they're making you miserable, if they're making you suicidal, especially, that's when they should be definitely dealt with and talked about.
Yeah.
If they're being part of your creative process, whether you're a painter or a screenplay writer, you know, God knows what goes on in Stephen King's head, but at least he's still putting out books and he's a pretty happy guy. So, but I don't know if I'd want to be in a dark room with him for
the sort of stuff that your solo stuff's coming out with. There's darker elements without being really dark, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's important to, well, in the Buddhist theory, they talk about only through suffering can you reach enlightenment. That's the simplest version of that. And what they mean by that is when you experience pain, it's the cessation of pain that brings you joy.
Yes.
So if it's loneliness, for example, if you're lonely and you don't have a significant other in your life to share, to go to a movie with, for example, or to cook food with, or to make love with, you can be lonely. And that loneliness is a form of pain. It's a form of suffering.
Mm.
And the cessation of that loneliness can either be, you can get comfortable in your own skin and be happy to watch it, go to the theater by yourself, or you can meet somebody and have someone to share that time with, and that loneliness is gone. And then that is when you experience euphoria, enlightenment, joy.
Mm.
That's the simplest version of that, again. but that's why when I'm writing lyrics, even if it's about a really dark subject, I'm always looking at it as like it's a lesson, the thing that I'm angry about, the thing that I'm upset about. Donald Trump being president, for example, is something that irks me. Not so much about him himself. There's plenty of people like him in the world. But the fact that so many people supported that idea of greed is good. Supported the idea that we don't affect the climate, our behavior of destroying the rainforest and spewing out gas fumes has no effect on the planet, and that kind of ignorance is got a lot of power right now, and so that to me upsets me a lot. But I don't to the point of where I'm gonna bitch about it in a song.
No.
But I do want to sing a song that makes us feel, or makes the listener, I hope, feel a sense of pride in being a human being. And how lucky we get to be a human being, as opposed to a dolphin that gets trapped in a tuna net or a whale that gets stuck on a beach. We as a human being have the ability to save that whale and push him back into the ocean. We have the ability to stop using palm oil, so we stop cutting down the rainforest. We have the ability to either destroy this environment or not, whereas an ape does not.
Yeah.
Right? We can dream about being a black panther because that's our spirit animal, but we could just get shot by some poacher. And, you know, we're off the, there's some comedian that says, Louis C.K. says we should just be grateful that we're no longer in the food chain.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
So I try to express that in the songs, a sense of gratitude, even though I'm upset about something.
Well, I'm going to let you get ready. It's been an absolute pleasure. I could talk for hours, but
yeah. We'll do that next time.
We'll do it another time.
Oh,
well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Enjoyed that. Thank you.
I hope you will enjoy the show.